This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Fools and Mortals by Bernard Cornwell, read by Thomas Judd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
Puck. Lord, what fools these mortals be.
A Midsummer Night's Dream, Act 3, Scene 2, Line 115.
Hippolyta. This is the silliest stuff that ever I heard.
Theseus. The best in this kind are but shadows, and the worst are no worse if imagination amend them.
Hippolyta. It must be your imagination, then, and not theirs.
Theseus. If we imagine no worse of them than they of themselves, they may pass for excellent men. A Midsummer Night's Dream, Act 5, Scene 1, Lines 207 FF.
Part 1. Excellent Men.
Chapter 1. I died just after the clock in the passageway struck 9. There are those who claim that Her Majesty, Elizabeth, by the grace of God, Queen of England, France, and of Ireland, will not allow clocks to strike the hour in her palaces. Time is not allowed to pass for her. She has defeated time. But that clock struck. I remember it.